Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy football. Be sure to give us a call at 634-1240. You can text us on the KFBC text line at 630-2266. We go to the phones and visit with our next guest. He is the running back for the Cowboy football team, Brian Hill, joining us here on the program. Brian, good to have you on. How has spring football been going for you, man?
It's been good, man. Both sides have been competing, and we're just making each other better.
Loving the snow, too, this spring, right? I mean, you should be used to that by now, though, right?
I'm used to it snowing in the spring, but we don't practice outside, so it's not really a factor.
Got to ask, are you a big basketball guy? Are you a basketball fan, or did you play growing up?
I played a little bit in high school, and I'm a Boston Celtics fan, but that's about it.
You're not a big college basketball fan?
I like watching college basketball, but I really don't have a team, probably the Cowboys.
Oh, obviously the Cowboys, right there, right? Could you dunk when you were in high school?
Yeah.
Could you out dunk Josh Adams?
I don't know. Josh can jump pretty high.
No kidding. Brian Hill joining us here in the Sports Zone. Brian, have you had a chance really to take a look back? And I know the wins weren't there as a team, but you individually rushing for over 1,600 yards and setting the single-season record, does that mean a lot to you? What does that mean to you as you look back at that?
It means a lot to me. You know, I'm thankful for my teammates and coaching staff who won the ball in my hands that much where I had the opportunity to go break the record, but I can't sit on my laurels, you know, and I'm just going to have to go out and try to do better next year.
And how much better you've gotten bigger. The offensive line is going to be a year older. I mean, you're going to have a new quarterback. But how much better do you think you and this running game can be next season?
As good as we want to be. You know, we got some new guys in new places on the O-line and a new guy calling shots. So we're just going to have to mesh and take the spring and the summer and fall camp to get acquainted with one another again and learn our jobs and go out and put it all on the field.
Wyoming running back Brian Hill in the Sports Zone with us. Brian, what motivates you as a runner? Do you have certain things that you use as motivation when you're out there on the field?
Not really. I just go out there and try to compete. You know, I want to beat the guy who's trying to tackle me by himself. It's me against him, and I want to win the matchup no matter what. And that's really all the motivation I take on the field, just wanting to win.
What about not being selected first-team all-conference despite leading the league in rushing and being, top five or something like that in the entire country? Is that something, do you feel like you have a little chip on your shoulder from that, or is that even something you even worry about?
It was kind of a little, you feel like I'm the third best, whatever. All I have to really do is, keep working on my game and go out and put it all on the field.
How much weight have you actually gained, and have you lost a step because of it?
I'm up to about 223 right now, and I feel good. I just feel stronger when I run. My teammates said I look faster, so I don't really think I lost anything.
Dude, you're a dangerous weapon right now, being that big, man, with the speed that you have. I mean, you are already hard to tackle. What do you think this weight gain will eventually do to help you be a better running back? Do you think it's going to be a big difference for you?
Like I said, I feel stronger and I feel more confident. You know, I was pretty confident with being able to drop my shoulder. I just have way more coming in this year, being bigger and stronger and faster, I feel.
Brian Hill joining us here in the Sports Zone. Brian, with regards to the offensive line, they're a year older, and, some of those guys have put on some good weight. What have you seen improvements-wise from your O-line this spring?
We got Durian coming in. This is first year playing center in college, and he's coming along. He's doing pretty well in spring ball right now. Then we had the switch with Zach and Ryan, and now Ryan and KJ are on the same side, and those are probably our two most aggressive O-line. It's all like that. Them two be on the same side. And we got Chase back, of course. And like I said, we just need the time to mesh as a unit. And when we get there, it's going to be scary.
But outside of DeRyan, everybody, you know, that everybody played last year, and I know DeRyan is a big guy learning that center spot. How good is it to have continuity, to have the same guys there in place blocking for you? That's got to be – continuity got to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's a good thing, but out of all five linemen, only two of them are in the same spot they were in last year, okay. So – we still have to get that continuity. We're familiar with each other, and we know each other's abilities, but, you know, we still have to grind together and work hard together, you know, get that continuity to know what one has to do and change it if they do it the wrong way.
You know, the guy handed the ball off to you is going to be the third, I guess, different starting quarterback. I know there were some, three last year with Nick and Cam and Josh briefly, and then Colby your freshman year. You've been through a lot of quarterbacks, man. Is it going to be nice, hopefully, this year to have, you know, one guy, you know, getting the lion's share of the snaps and getting some stability there at the quarterback spot?
I don't know. It's Josh and Nick, they're battling, and whichever one's going to come up with it, that's who's going to lead our team this year. I haven't really thought about it like that, having three different starting quarterbacks. I'm just ready to play.
Who has impressed you more, you know, this spring? Who do you think has Josh or Nick really separated themselves through the first couple of weeks, or is it a pretty dead heat?
It's not really my call to make. I'm just a player, so I don't know what those bulls going to do coming out, but they both show great signs of growth. You know, Josh looks like he's coming back strong from the shoulder, and Nick's out there looking good, too.
How do you guys get back to where you want to be? Where does it start, in your opinion, improving from 2-10 last year?
It started after the season ended. Mm-hmm. For us, we were focused on getting bigger and getting stronger, getting faster. And now it's on to a different chapter. We got spring ball, and after this, we got another workout session with the summer workouts, and then fall camp. We're just gonna have to use every period we have during the off season to get better for next year.
How have the workouts changed for you with Coach Dennison as opposed to Coach Duvall? Is it different? Can you see a difference, or is it for you workouts or just workouts?
They both coach different ways. Like, Coach Dennison likes to focus on change of direction and strength and speed, and Duvall focused a lot on strength and speed too, but not really the change of direction part.
I'm going to go back to something you mentioned at the beginning. You said you were Boston. So how'd you become a Boston Celtics fan?
I think it was because, you know, the first year I started really watching the NBA, that's when the first year the Big Three came along. So I just started being a Boston Celtics fan, and it's been that way since.
Well, the first time I watched the NBA, I kind of became a Celtics fan, and that was Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and those guys. Do you even know who those guys are? You weren't even alive back then. You got to know who those guys are, though, right?
Yeah, I know who they are, but I've never watched a game with them in it live. So.
Yeah, it does make a difference. Okay, will you be watching the Final Four on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Who's going to win? Who you got, Villanova or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Dang right, I'm a Sooners fan. That's I like to hear that. Syracuse, North Carolina.
I really don't know.
Toss up.
I'm leaning towards North Carolina, but either one of those two could win that game.
Are you now? Who do you think wins it all?
Oklahoma.
Are you okay? Okay. There you go, Buddy Hield. There you go, right there, yeah. Brian Hill joining us here on the program. Brian, we appreciate the time. Have a good rest of the spring practice, and I'm sure we'll visit with you later on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.